This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dish is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. So Isle of Dogs, it's the latest Wes Anderson quirk fest. And let me tell you something, pal. This was one awesome, creative, clever, visual feast of a movie, not like anything else you've ever seen. I loved it. If you're a fan of Wes Anderson and a dog lover, you're going to eat this up like Fido would if you put steak in his bowl. If you don't like Wes Anderson movies or you're a cat aficionado, well, then you might think it's a little too weird and you might think it's unfair to the feline population. Now, look, I like a cat, and I'd agree that the kitty is not spoken of too highly, but it's a movie about dogs. What do you want? But if you believe your mutt has got an inner canine life and is able to articulate its fears and joys and feelings with droll conversations with other dogs, well, then put your face in a bowl again and lap this one up. Visually, it's like nothing else I've ever seen. It's stop-action animation it took years to make with Wes Anderson's usual attention to detail, times about 20, and it brings to life a world that only exists in his mind. It's some future in a place like Japan where all of the dogs have been rounded up and banished to an island, and after the mayor comes up with trumped-up charges of dog flu and snout fever, they're all out there. They're exiled. Well, the dogs survive on garbage with various packs, including one with mutts voiced by Bryan Cranston, Jeff Goldblum, Ed Norton, and Bill Murray, and they're all good boys. But when this 12-year-old boy shows up looking for his own dog named Spots, the dog might be there. Well, that starts an adventure that in its quirky way is one of the best movie about dogs and what they're all about than you're probably ever going to see. And one that turns out to be timely, too, if you want to find that. And visually, there are things that pretty much blow you away on a minute-to-minute basis. And with the music and the storytelling in general, this involves you emotionally more than your typical Wes Anderson movie. I guarantee you have never seen nothing like Isle of Dogs, but now you can. Now, if you want to hear some of my other reviews, those are at 93XRT.com, and I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.